I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I've been doing these programs for over a year and a half now, and this morning it hit me that I haven't done a show for the raw newcomer, the person who has never held a metal detector before. So in this episode, I'd like to talk about some of the very basic things that newcomers to our hobby need to know, and know right now. There is a learning curve in metal detecting that requires several hours of swinging a coil. Now, what I say in this program can't substitute for hours in the field, but it can make your beginning hunts more productive. Remember, there are a lot of things we old-timers take for granted that newcomers might never pick up on if they don't have help. Let's say you're starting with a simple machine with just one knob and no meter, like the Tesoro Compadre or the Fisher 1210. Further, let's say you want to find just coins and skip over the junk for right now, even though that means skipping the gold rings too. Let's walk before we run. First, turn the detector on, but leave the knob all the way down, and swing the coil over the ground. Find a spot where there are no beeps. Drop a dime there and swing again. Turn the knob up until the beep goes away. Now turn the knob back down until the dime gives a solid ring. And now you're ready to detect. Actually, you're not. A couple of other things to do first. Adjust your detector rod so that your arm hangs almost straight down. That is, shorten the rod. You don't want to be swinging the loop a few feet out in front of you, because your arm will get both tired and sore very quickly. It's like that old trick of trying to hold a phone directory straight out from your body with one hand for 60 seconds. Very hard to do, because gravity pulls tremendously when your arm is stuck out parallel to the ground. Let your arm hang as close as possible to straight down, and it won't get tired as fast. Next, keep your swings close to your body and short. Let the loop touch the ground as you swing, and keep it completely flat and parallel to the ground. Don't allow your loop to come off the ground at the ends of the swing. If you're looking like the pendulum of a clock, you're losing a lot of depth whenever that coil comes up off the ground. Keep that coil on the ground for the entire swing, because you paid big bucks for the depth you're getting, and it's stupid to throw away any of that. Okay, back to that dime on the ground. Swing your coil over it, and watch where the coil is in relation to the dime when the beep starts. Continue your swing, and see where the coil is when the beep goes away. Hit it from the left, the right, the top, and the bottom. Make an X over it. Observe how the coil and the dime interact when the coil comes in from all those different directions. Remember these patterns, because you won't be able to see your targets when they're in the ground, but your loop will react to them the exact same way it's reacting to this dime that you're looking at right now. And note that you get a beep no matter which way you're swinging the loop. With junk targets, you often get a beep just one way, but silence when you come from other directions. You need to know about one maddening exception to this rule. If the coin is in the ground at an angle, the signal may be a bit off to the side of where the coin really is, instead of directly above it. And if the coin is standing on edge, you might get a strong beep going left and right, but when you swing the loop forwards and backwards, you just get a blip, or maybe even nothing at all. It sounds like junk, doesn't it? But if you have the time, dig it anyway and be sure. The best first trip for a beginner is to a sandy beach or a playground area covered with shredded rubber or wood chips. We call these tot lots. Beaches and tot lots are great for hunting because you don't have to dig to retrieve your targets. Just push the sand or the wood chips or the bits of rubber out of the way and there's your coin. A few other very basic tips. Be very careful when you dig a coin that you don't scratch it with your digging tool. Watch my video on digging a coin at tinyurl.com/YHUMR7U. That URL is in the program notes. Fill in your holes. Again, my coin digging video shows you how. Don't clean any coins you find that might be valuable. Cleaning them destroys their value. It's okay to wash them with soap and water, maybe scrub them with a soft toothbrush, but don't use chemicals and don't rub them so hard that you put scratches or marks on them. Those are a few basic tips for beginners and probably good to review for other people too. For more articles about metal detecting, see the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.